Takeaway time, Tim. Take us through the takeaways.
Let's do some takeaways. So we started with honest, no BS. What does it mean? Truth before meaning. What is this data philosophy which we're uncovering here, which the data whisperer has revealed to us? Well, it was that you said it's to determine the truth of the data. That is the foundation, and that has to happen before deriving analytics, right? And we said, you know, the garbage in, garbage out needs to become goodness in, goodness out. I love that. G-I-G-O. Flip the G-I-G-O to, G-I-G-O to the good kind.
Yes.
You said it's not a chicken and egg situation. Egg is the truth, and then you make an omelet, which I love it. So think of it differently. It's not like, oh, it's both in parallel. No, the one helps the other, right? Fewest numbers of words to explain things is really important. And that's how you got kind of this truth before meaning. And, you know, what is truth, right? The truth is the foundational data management. It's the data. It's the master data management. It's the metadata management, the reference data management, the data integration, right? It's that which binds and identifies that truth, right? The meaning is the business intelligence, the analytics, the data science, the data visualization, most forms of data storytelling's on the meaning side. And you mentioned in our lightning round that a lot of the AI stuff in terms of how people are trying to apply the AI really is more on this meaning side, right? It needs that truth. It needs that foundation to be effective. And when we talked about storytelling and data storytelling and analytics versus sort of the data foundation, you mentioned when trying to sell data management and truth to the business, focus on why, not on the how. So focus on the why. Data people like to talk about how they did stuff, the tech, and how they tied it together, and all the nerdy stuff that goes right over the, you know, CEO and COO and CFO's head, right? Focus on the why. Focus on the ROI, right? Like, you know, I'm ad-libbing a little bit here, right? But like, you know, we focus so much on the tech and not enough on the value. We should not, as an industry, be suffering in terms of figuring out what the value is of this work that we're doing on the data management side. It is incredibly valuable. And I thought what was really funny is we started to talk about, you know, data lakehouses and, you know, people investing in their data lakehouse before investing in their, you know, metadata management and things like that. And you said, data lakehouse, isn't that where my data goes on vacation? T-shirt coming soon to a store near you. Juan, what about your takeaways?
That was super impressive, Tim. By the way, I made dinner. I didn't want to interrupt you. That was amazing. Really? That was nice. Yeah, right, hon? Wasn't that a good? Really?
We're paying attention here.
Appreciate it. Well, that was just your appetizer, Juan. What are your takeaways?
Okay, sorry, Juan. I don't want to disturb the flow here.
You're good.
What is like this notion? What I called out here, like this data marketing. I brought up with former guest Kristen Kim from Post, who's like they have this role of education and training and marketing. And you're saying like you've actually never heard about that. And you think that's great. And I think I'm seeing this now as like there's opportunity for not just innovation, but also innovation in the space in your teams. But it's a requirement because we need to communicate, right? You need stakeholder engagement. You need to drive funding for everything you're doing. If you want to be a leader, you and your team, you need to communicate. Everyone in data can do better at communicating. So if you're going up for funding and you are the CDO explaining your programs and your investment needs, and you're up against the chief marketing officer, the chief sales officer, well, you better be freaking good at storytelling because they are. And if you aren't, you're screwed. So does this make you feel uncomfortable? Good. You need to get better at this. So if you're the one complaining that, oh, I can't get my funding, well, guess what? It's your problem. Go figure out how to go communicate better. If you can't explain it, it's your fault. Then we go to use your other framework, the three V's: vocabulary, voice, and vision. Vocabulary: don't use weird words. Don't use buzzwords. Use the language of your business to talk to the business. Voice: how does this sound? Is everybody getting it? What metaphors are you using? How good are you at that telling part? Because the bad ones actually confuse people, like data is the new oil. And then finally, the vision. That data enables that strategic vision of your company. How are you thinking of data, and how is that going to help you get there? And if you don't know where that vision is or where you need to go to, you need to find out. And that's the most important part. I like how you said every business has relationships and brands. How is your data doing with those, with respect to those things? The CEO really doesn't care about better data quality. They care about, oh, we have issues. Our goal is to improve customers, and we have these issues about brands. Well, then let's talk about that. Let's talk about data quality. And then, oh man, data puppets. We need. I want to meet this chief dog officer, the ITB, the ant analyst. The journey to the center of the single version of the truth sounds like a novel I want to read tonight. You know, Scott, how did we do on our takeaways?
If you guys start doing puppets, you're going to put me out of business. So you nailed it all the way across the board.
No, we're going to do t-shirts. We're going to do t-shirts, you do the puppets.
All right, good. Just let's keep our spaces there. We can collaborate.
Stay in our lanes.
Yeah, you do the theater. We'll be the ones doing the merchandise at the end.
I get the puppet guys. That's mine.
We'll bring the cocktails.
All right. There we go. All right.
Really, that was spectacular, both of you. I'm super impressed, especially since we've all been drinking.
Well, that was all you. It wasn't a whisper. It was a shout. It was a very good.
That was it. Well done.
I filled this up already, so this is not my first. All right. And the thing people don't know is like I always go to the gym. So in 5 minutes, I have to run out. I'm going to the gym after this. Anyways, let's wrap this up. Three questions. What's your advice? Who should we invite next? What resources do you follow?
My advice is, and I've already mentioned it already, learn how to tell a story. And I've told that to other people. Like a data science student came up to me and was like, what do you think? I said, learn how to tell a story, no matter what. A lot of ways to do that, but learn that. It's a craft. It takes practice. I practice all the time, rehearse, all that kind of stuff. Learn how to tell a story. Who should you have on? Probably had a whole bunch of my friends, but I thought of this guy, Jake Sanders. He works for a company called Ninja Cat. He did one of the most enjoyable podcast interviews I ever had. This one is up there as well. But he comes from the marketing data space, and he also did kind of a rock opera, Hamilton-like musical called Big Data Day. So we discovered each other. Obviously, you know, super creative, music-oriented, writes about data. Tenkai Feng is another one. If you don't have him, he's like super creative. He did the music for my puppet show. He did the Governors of Data rap song. So those folks, both of them, I definitely put top of my list there because you've had, you know, I'm sure you've had Malcolm and Kate and George and Sue, you know, all the data venture folks as well. And, you know, where do I learn? I'm going out there talking to you guys, listen to other podcasts, went to Gartner last week. I'm going to Enterprise Data World next week. LinkedIn feeds, you know, I love to watch. I like to watch webinars from brands and I like to watch like the first 5 minutes. Like, how do they set this up? Mm-hmm. What do they talk about? Do they have any kind of interesting twist to it? Because then they get into a demo or whatever, and I don't, you know, again, I don't look under the hood. But I like to hear kind of like how people set the stuff up. That's some advice, too. Your first couple of minutes are probably the most important in terms of whether you're going to engage an audience or not. And mm-hmm. think about that. Think about those precious few minutes you've got right up in the beginning. When I do my keynotes and I do my presentations on stage, I don't start with a bunch of rambling. Well, how's everybody doing? And oh, here's me. I do what I call the cold open and just go right into it. And then I get to my other stuff, but it just grabs people's attention. So,
yeah. Is that your tip? Hook people at the beginning. Do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. If you ever start a session with, I'm the last thing between you and lunch. I mean, I will be the one in the back of the room that just yells, then get out of the way. Really? Just, I'd rather have lunch than listen to somebody who doesn't I'm worth listening to. Really?
Between
you and drinks and blah, blah, blah. It's just, you know, it's almost as bad as, you know, well, I looked up in ChatGPT what this meant, you know, which is the current version of it. Wikipedia says, which replaced, you know, according to Merriam-Webster, it's like these are lazy things. You got that first moment, don't waste it.
Oh, thank you so much for it. I'm a whole anti like agenda. Like you're like no, just let's go through this stuff. And actually, I love start that this cold opening is something people are not comfortable about. That it makes them feel uncomfortable.
They're not. No. The first time I did it, I was concerned. I was like, all right, I'm going to try something really new here. Because I did, they're like, oh, how's everybody doing? And, oh, you know, And I just started with like a booming sentence. I have the, you know, I think it was like, everything we do turns to data, which is actually the first line of my book. Or free enterprise has a data story to tell. And just like, you know, my dramatic arts background helps with that. And you just see people just like sit up all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. And then the phones go down and the eyeballs come up, right?
Yeah, here's my, you know, here's my background and here's all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. But you just start that way and it's fairly, yeah, it is a little bit uncomfortable to start that way at first, but it works. It's beautiful.
Do you think it's part of good storytelling?
Do you think everybody should go to some like theater, acting, improv class?
Anything that gets you comfortable on your feet, talking to people you don't know. You know, I'm different. I'm wired differently. I like to say I have a fear of not public speaking, but most folks aren't like that. And again, I have dramatic arts training. I lean on that stuff every day. Get better at, listen to yourself, record yourself, listen to it, get rid of your verbal tics, get rid of your wasted language. Take the space. It's your space. It's your time. And people don't respond to folks who are wondering why they're there.
It's very wise. Scott, thank you so much for such a phenomenal conversation. This is a unique episode because we had fun. Not that we don't usually have fun, but we really laughed. And I'm like, I got tears here of just laughing.
Did my job today.
You went very profound, very wise. You have a practical advice to go to your day to day, but also practical advice for life. So thank you, Scott. I really, really appreciate this. This was fantastic.
Thank you, gentlemen. It was a pleasure.
Just a quick reminder, next week, Dim and I are going to be live from Data Council here in Austin, and we're going to try something different. Our next episode, we're just going to go off and just, we're going to sit in a corner at the conference and just, anybody wants to come by, just come by, say hello, and we're going to interview anybody wants to be interviewed. One question, what's your honest, no BS take on the data world? That's, with that, Scott, thank you so much. And as always, thanks to Data World, who lets us do this every week. So, cheers, everybody. Thanks,